This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. In the next half hour, we're going to be talking about the status of the San Antonio Symphony. But first, our San Antonio Poet Laureate. San Antonio was the first major city in Texas to officially designate a Poet Laureate with the 2012 appointment of Carmen Tafoya. And she was succeeded by Lorian Guerrero with the position. And she is currently held by Jenny Brown. The new Poet Laureate is appointed every 2 years. Nominations are now open through January 12th for the 2018-2012 term. So what is the job of a poet laureate? How does poetry help promote literacy, encourage artistic expression, and preserve local culture? We invite you to call in. If you know somebody, maybe that person is you. If you're a poet and you know it and you want to give us a call, the number is 210-614-8980. You want to nominate someone on the air, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 210-614-8980. We're now joined by Jenny Brown. She's a current Poet Laureate for the City of San Antonio, and Sebastian Guerrero. He is a Special Projects Manager for the City of San Antonio Department of Arts and Culture. And welcome to The Source, both of y'all. It's great to have you here. It's wonderful.
Hi, David. Thanks.
Thank you, David.
So, Jenny, can we start off with hearing some of your work? Set the tone.
Sure. I like how you said, you know,
Guajardo. Did I say Guerrero? It's Guajardo. I'm sorry about that.
Guajardo. Get our names right.
Yes. Okay.
I like how you said, you know, what is a poet laureate? I remember when I was first named poet laureate, that was the question everyone had. And someone said to me, so does that mean you're an interpreter or an evangelist? And I said, yes. I'm going to read you a poem I've been reading a lot over the past 2 years, in part because I think it's a poem that comes from having lived in downtown San Antonio for the past 20 years and walking around a lot. And I must look like I know where I'm going because people would always ask me where the Alamo is. So one day I got a little tired of being asked just that question, in part because I think there are a lot of other interesting things and complicated and beautiful things that make up our city. So I wrote a persona poem, which is a poem in the voice, at least theoretically, of someone else. So I'll read you that poem. It's called The Man Who Gives Bad Directions in Downtown San Antonio. The first time I realized that I had said, keep going. Through three lights, not two, I tried to catch the couple with out-of-state plates, but they were already turning left from the middle lane without signaling. Slowly making their way towards my mistake. I imagine them passing the wax museum, steering toward where the sky widens with the white silence of egrets this time of year, and the silver fish shadow deeper with their secrets. I used to tell myself if two rights make an L and three a U, one wrong makes an accident. But 100 wrongs, that's a life. I'm not a bad man, but I met my wife trying to talk to her sister. I still can't dance, but that first night when I turned her the wrong way, we crashed, and she caught her breath in my arms. Where's the Alamo? That's one kind of mission. This is another.
And Jenny Brown, tell us about writing that poem. I mean, you said it came out of from actual experiences, but then you said, I want to write it. And it's not just about giving directions to the Alamo, but other things.
It is. It's about, in some ways, perhaps the mission of being a poet or the mission of understanding ourselves. You know, it's funny because in some ways, I think the underlying question of this poem is what should we pay attention to? Right? And I think that's kind of a part of what I think poetry gives us is an opportunity to pay better attention to our own lives, to the stories of other people. You know, as Poet Laureate, I think San Antonio is a complex place to live with a complex history, which you just, we were just talking about before we got on air. And I think for me, one of the things that's fun about writing a persona poem or a poem in someone else's imagined voice is you get to kind of cleave your own frustrations or imagination onto them. But at the same time, I think that's what literature does for us. It allows us to imagine someone else's experience more intimately. So I think this poem came from all of those impulses.
And so Sebastian, with the City of San Antonio Department of Arts and Culture, Special Projects Manager, we're on the hunt now for San Antonio's fourth Poet Laureate. What are the job requirements?
Well, there are certain requirements. They have to be residents of San Antonio, have a compelling portfolio of published work, and have an established history of activity in the literary community. So that's basically it. Those three things: to live in San Antonio, have to be published, and they have to be active in the local literary community. We've been blessed over the last couple of years having 40 people nominated over the three nomination processes. And we've gotten some of the best poets in San Antonio. Carmen Tafoya, as you mentioned, Lorianne and Jenny. And each of them has gone on to become the Texas State Poet Laureate, which is something that it's very rare that all of our poets laureate have been gone on to be Texas State Poet Laureate. A big thing is the activism in the community, to be involved in the community, to celebrate our community, its diversity, and to highlight that diversity. And each of these poets have been able to do that.
So if you become the Poet Laureate, what are you signing up for?
Well, basically, you have to agree to be nominated, and then it's reviewed by a panel of national poets, none of them from Texas, all from throughout the country, and you have to agree to basically do one or two readings a year, but then you have to do an initiative that celebrates San Antonio, celebrates poetry. We started out with Carmen Tafoya, and at that point we had, five initiatives. Then for Lorianne, we did three. And then for Jenny, we took it down to just one core initiative, because it's a lot of work. And the Department of Arts and Culture supports it with funding and staffing support. Jenny Brown has done a beautiful, beautiful initiative throughout her term called St. Anthony's Lost and Found, a Poetry Exchange. And we will be opening an exhibit on January 25th at our Culture Commons Gallery in downtown San Antonio. And she can discuss that. Carmen did over 100 readings throughout her term, locally, throughout the state, as well as internationally in France and in Germany. So it's to celebrate San Antonio's arts and culture through the literary arts, through poetry, but so much more than that.
I mean, I did read the fine print of my job description, and you can't, an initiative in theory has to enhance literacy, involve the community, preserve the art form, and in my case, have something to do with the tricentennial, because everything is sort of pointing toward that right now. So I remember feeling a little bit daunted about trying to conceive something that sort of involved all of those gestures.
We'll talk more about what it is to be the Poet Laureate of San Antonio. Our phone lines are open. If you've got a question or a comment, a nomination to make, we'd like to hear from you. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. If you've seen any of our poet laureates in the past do presentations and give readings, how did that make you feel? What was that experience like? We'd like to hear from you about that. Tell us your story. 210-614-8980. The source continues after this quick break. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The City of San Antonio is looking for its next Poet Laureate, and the city's Poet Laureate is charged with promoting poetry and public awareness about the literary arts. Do you know someone that you'd like to nominate for the job, maybe even yourself? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. If you've had a close encounter with one of our Poet Laureates, and if that experience moved you, we really want to hear that story too. 210-614-8980. We're here with Jenny Brown, the current Poet Laureate of the City of San Antonio, Sebastian Guajardo, the Special Projects Manager for the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture. Also, coming up at the half hour, we're going to be talking about the symphony. So Ginny Brown, it sounds like when you were named the Poet Laureate and you say, this is great, I get an opportunity to highlight my work and meet a lot of great people, but also, holy cow, there's a lot of work here. Did you get a sash? The big question.
Got a medal.
A medal.
A great looking medal. It's beautiful. I think someone made it. I think it's a
yes, it was designed by a local artist, Pat Gavin.
Yes, that's right.
And
I didn't get a crown, though. Laureates are supposed to get laurel crowns, and I'm going to suggest the next laureate.
That's too much work.
So tell me about the project you did about Lost and Found, St. Anthony's Lost and Found. What was
well,
that?
Well, I should kind of, yes, I'd be happy to do that. And also kind of give a small shout out because to how San Antonio has gone about creating this position, because yes, you do have a job, you know, you have a project that you're required to do and you accept it. But I will say that they have given me great support in doing this, whether in people, in spaces to do this. And so when I was asked to come up with a project that fulfilled all of these aims, I mean, I threw all kinds of things at Sebastian. I mean, he was like, I wanted to do road signs, I wanted to do public art, I wanted to do, I mean, I can't remember. And at some point it was like, I need to focus. And for me, one of the things that was interesting to me is we're all celebrating the tricentennial. We're all celebrating, in theory, we're 300 years old, but what does that really mean? I mean, poetry, I think, is a place that I think asks more complicated questions. And I remember when I first moved to San Antonio, I got kind of fascinated with the notion that we were named for the patron saint of lost things, for St. Anthony. I mean, I literally remember jogging down by the River Center Mall and coming upon a statue and going, oh, St. Anthony. And I didn't grow up Catholic, but this idea that we were named for someone who has come to symbolize loss really, really stuck with me. And so as a teacher, what I did is I came up with a sort of very flexible poetry curriculum that considers this question of what have we lost and how might a poem be a place to kind of refind that or to name it. And so I spent the past year working with the staff of the City Parks and Rec Department. I did a workshop for a bunch of public and private school teachers, all who have gone out and used this sort of poetry, I guess it's a curriculum or a module, yeah, in their classrooms, in community centers. And part of what's been really fun about this is there's a collaborative aspect, and that's what the poetry exchange part is. Everyone who's participated in this, and we have over 1,000 postcards that have come in, have each written a poem on a postcard that's been sent into the City Office of Cultural Affairs. And it's going to be, these are going to be displayed opening January 25th at, what's the name of the gallery?
Culture Commons Gallery, 115 Plaza de Artemis.
Next to the Spanish Governor's Palace there.
We're going to find out, why don't you give me some examples in just a second,
yeah.
But I want to get a caller on the air. And the number is 210-614-8980 if you have a suggestion for the San Antonio Poet Laureate. And Lisa has called in. Lisa, welcome to The Source. You're on the air with Ginny Brown, the current Poet Laureate for the City of San Antonio.
Oh, thank you, and congratulations, Jenny. I'm very happy for you.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks.
Listen, this is, I just happened to catch you driving on my lunch hour. I am a teacher, and I have a coworker who is also a teacher, and we work with very at-risk students at an alternative middle school here in San Antonio, and he is an ELA teacher. And he's a published author, but he's worked so hard to get students who normally don't even ever pick up a book to actually begin writing. He's amazing, and he has actually conducted huge initiatives to acquire books that are highly interesting and, you know, culturally diverse.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
Things for the libraries for these students, and he was actually nominated for Teacher of the Year because so many students suddenly learned to love not only reading but writing, and they began writing incredible poetry and rap music and different things. And I'd really, really like to figure out how to nominate him because he's just a stellar teacher and human being and an inspiration to these kids that normally are not even exposed to anything like this.
Sebastian, how do you do nomination?
So basically, you would, the forms are online at getcreativesanantonio.com. francisgarner@sanantonioconference.com. But you can send an email to francis.garner@sanantonio.gov. And he will send you the forms back. And those need to be either emailed or mailed to us by this Friday, January the 12th. And it's basically you have to submit your nomination form, why they're being nominated, their activity in the community, their published poems, CV, and all that information. But if you can send it to Francis, francis.garner@sanantonioaltogether.gov.
Okay, and we have a link to that on our website at tpr.org as well. But I do want to follow up on something that Lisa mentioned, because part of the job as a poet laureate is to promote literacy in San Antonio. San Antonio has a literacy problem. We have a high level of folks in San Antonio who are reading not at level. And this is something that hurts San Antonio in a number of ways, particularly in job training and doing all sorts of issues. And I know you're talking about poetry and mm-hmm. the literary arts, but, you know, we have to at least acknowledge that we've got to do a better job. We have Each One Teach One, which is a nonprofit mm-hmm. in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. They're doing Herculean work all by themselves out there. And I just want to mention that we've got to think about that.
Well, and I think the teacher that Lisa, was her name Lisa, mm-hmm. just mentioned is someone who's also come to perhaps recognize that one of the ways you get young people who aren't interested in books, writing and reading, is provide a space and a way for them to work at telling the truth about their own lives and their own stories and find voices that resemble the lives they're walking around living. And so I want to applaud the teacher that she talked about for doing that.
And I think, as we said, the goal of the Poet Laureate to establish this was to encourage literacy and learning. And Jenny Brown's, you know, initiative, as well as what Carmen Tafoya did, was really getting into those schools and working with those teachers. Carmen did a poetry infusion at Tafoya Middle School, and, you know, I'm amazed. I'm not a poetry person at all. I love listening to our Poets Laureate and what they've said, but giving these students an opportunity to write in their own voice and to be able to say what you have to say is critical and important. And we've had a number of readings with high school students and junior high students over the past 6 years, and that encourages them to read beyond what we started with the poetry. So I think it has had an impact. You know, of course, it's limited by, you know, the number of schools we can be in, but poetry, whether it's rap or different spoken word, it gives these kids an opportunity to feel that they're important, which is very critical to be able to continue learning.
So, Jenny Brown, tell us more about the San Anthony Lost and Found and how that plugs into what we just talked about, trying to give individuals, particularly kids, a voice. And then what have they told you?
Well, one of the things I discovered in sort of thinking about this project is that there's a tradition that dates back to 16th century Spain in which people still write the letters S-A-G, San Antonio Guia, or St. Anthony Guide, on letters. And the idea is that St. Anthony will take these words to whoever needs to hear them, who most needs to hear them. It's this, and you know, in fancy poetry terms, it's sort of an epistolary thing, which is a letter poem. And so one of the things that we came up with was for each of the students who participated in a poetry workshop, whether it was after school in Parks and Rec or at Trinity University where I teach or on the north side where I was visiting, you know, or the south side, I mean, I really got to schools all over the city, was that they were going to write a piece of their poem on a postcard, and the city produced these pre-stamped, which were then sent into their offices. So it was like we were trying to make it easy, but the part of it that was so great is when you saw them kind of understand that, wow, they were going to be a part of this bigger thing. You know, that the way that they took care and attention with writing their poem on these postcards. And so part of what's going to happen, it wasn't anything fancy. I mean, the questions of this project are pretty simple. What have you lost? What have you found? What do you miss? You know, how did you get here?
And what did you get?
Well, these are just a few that I picked up. Yes, I remember Calaveras Lake, my name there, because long summer nights with tents and fishing rods, the place that drew my family closer. This is by a young student. I don't even know where they're from, named Jesse Pearson. We talked about naming, and this one says, my name caused me more challenges in middle school than my parents' divorce. And this one, I don't know if this is a good one for the city. The stranded little house on Berry Street, the sole survivor of an old neighborhood, now bullied by a large federal building. So, you know, reflections, lines about what it feels like to them to live in this city. This last one, the only thing that runs really fast without legs is time. They're pretty good, I think.
Yeah. So what about the barriers that we have, artificial barriers to poetry, and are you knocking those down?
Wow, that's a big order. But I do think that there's a bad way to teach poetry, and that is the sort of hidden meaning, you know, theory that if you don't understand all of the things the author intended by this or that, you're clearly not smart enough to be a poet. And I think that that does a huge disservice. I mean, poetry is, when people ask poetry, people ask a poem to do something more than just be a poem and read it and have the experience you have with it. And so I don't know if I'm knocking down barriers, but I think working hard to, I tell my students at Trinity, you don't have to be, you know, any deeper or any more dramatic or any more self-destructive to be a poet. You just need to learn to pay better attention. And so I hope so.
Okay, I got one last quick call. Let me see if I can get him on the air. Scott. Hi, Scott. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. Hey, I don't know if you guys have already addressed this, and my information may be a little dated. But when I'd gone to the application maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, it seemed a little prohibitive of nominating someone that you may not be personally close to. It required information like their home address, home phone number, which, you know, I do know the poet I want to nominate, but I don't know her personally. So I'm just curious if the application required all this information. Could it just be submitted with whatever information we have?
You could
may not have information on their community activities and other things.
All right, Scott, great call. Thank you so much.
We get any nomination we get, we review. The issue is that we would need to contact the nominated poet because they have to agree to be nominated. So if it's a well-known poet or somebody who's in the community, we could probably find a way to get a hold of them.
It's kind of a tight community.
It is, yeah. There's every poet in this town knows every other poet. That's why our review panel, all the reviewers are from out of state. They're nationally recognized poets from out of state because we don't want to put someone in a position like, oh, I have to rate so-and-so against so-and-so against so-and-so. But submit what you have, and we will definitely look at that, and then if we have to follow up, we can do that as well.
All right, and real quickly, last question, short on time, but Jenny Brown, what advice do you have for whoever becomes the next poet laureate?
It's a great opportunity and a great responsibility. I think get ready. I mean, I don't have any smart advice.
Strap in, other, get
yeah,
ready.
Yeah, strap in. And also, I just think that, like I said earlier, I really feel that San Antonio has taken this seriously, and it has given me a great opportunity to get out there and use their support and this platform to work on behalf of poetry.
And Jenny Brown, current poet laureate for the city of San Antonio, full-time professor at Trinity University. Sebastian Guajardo, he is the special projects manager for the city's Department of Arts and Culture. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about the San Antonio Symphony. What next for the symphony? This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.